Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Abby Joseph Cohen is correct. In this great bull market, her detractors have found sundry walls of worry, where Ms. Cohen has found rising earnings amid a set of central banks who have filled the punch bowl to the brim. We toast her optimism on the American experiment. We also toast Maya McGuinness, who has been so right about deficit reduction and yet a few of the worries forward 2 and 3 and 5 years out. Ms. McGuinness is president of the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Abby, let me get the money question out of the way. Give us your forecast for the next 6 months and 12 months.
The view basically is determined by the outlook for the economy, growing at 3%, S&P earnings increasing at high single digit, and the stock market will move accordingly. So 12 months from now, S&P 500, 2150, fair value, could move higher based upon all of the inflows we're seeing from non-U.S. investors.
And then can you have the wind behind you with you and David Kostin looking at the optimism that you've had when you look at Maya McGuinness's world, which is of a better fiscal deficit and what we saw with the midterm elections?
Yeah, you know, clearly the fiscal deficit has improved from a cyclical standpoint. We see it in terms of the spending reductions. We no longer need as much stimulus spending, but also because the economy has gotten so much bigger. Profits have increased, income has increased for many families, and taxes are higher. So what we really look at is the deficit as a percentage of GDP. It was double digit during the recession. It's now down to 2.5 to 3%.
Maya, you've had time to digest these midterm elections. What is in your crystal ball for the first 6 months of next year? Can Republicans get along with this Democratic president?
I think there's a lot of tensions that we're going to see play out, both in this lame duck, which is the next month, and then in the first 6 months. And there's going to be tensions between the president and the Republicans, the new Republican majority, for sure. But there's also tensions within the Republican Party. So you have those that want to govern. The leaders, Boehner and McConnell, have made it very clear that they want to get small ball things done, at least. But you have other people who still want to sort of throw some sand in the wheels, who are still talking about potential tough ball tactics. And so the Republicans are going to have to work out a lot of internal issues. The things they need to get done to get the economy to grow are not easy. And we're still talking about some real fiscal challenges looking out into
the
future.
And that's a conundrum here, Brendan, right there. I mean, you're talking about get the economy to grow, and Abby Joseph Cohen is on the edge of a raging bull.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at a measure that Abby Joseph Cohen has included in her report for Goldman Sachs, median household income. I'll just explain it. You can't see it on radio, but I actually drew a trend line in there, and all you need to know is that it's flat.
That's my chart of the Abby Joseph Cohen stole my chart of the year for last year.
Is this the only measure we
you
need to be looking at?
You stole it from me,
Tom. I stole it from you.
Nice try.
And Brendan, if you look at the next page, and
ooh,
my apologies
ooh, I'm
to
looking
the people
at
on the
next
radio,
page.
What you basically see is that while average median income has actually declined over the last 15 years, adjusted for inflation, there's this wide divergence. Those people in this country who have a good education, median income has risen, and for those with not a good education, it has declined. And that's one of the key reasons for this divergence in income.
Okay, but quickly, Maya, did Abby Joseph Cohen just define a plutocracy?
I think what Abby Joseph Cohen defined is the biggest challenge, which is how you grow the economy in a way which is more inclusive and can actually be sustainable.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.